Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today's Psalm 42, verse 5. The psalmist asks, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Well, I'm sure you know that the Christian life is not free from challenges. In fact, this may not be the news you wanted to hear, but a person following hard after Christ will experience some very hard times. Now, no one goes around seeking a dark valley, but ready or not, here they come. Do you know anyone who hasn't experienced a deep disappointment? Do you know anyone who hasn't experienced a relationship breakup or a loss, the death of a loved one, an undesired move, a wayward child, a personal rejection, or an illness? The list goes on. In this life, there will be trouble. In his book called The Faith, Charles Colson has an excellent chapter dealing with the inevitable suffering of the Christian life. Based solely on Scripture and illustrated with stories of real people, Colson says that suffering belongs to our calling as Christians. Suffering belongs to our calling as Christians. Regarding the reality of tough times, Colson writes this: "This is why easy believism, the prosperity gospel, is so abominable. It sets a person up for a terrible fall when the first hardship comes, as it will. Whatever glimmer of faith the person might have had may well be snuffed out." And then Colson concludes, "So the real question is not whether we will suffer, but how will we react to adversity when it comes? We can see it as a miserable experience to be endured, or we can offer it to God for His redemptive purposes." The man after God's own heart knows his share of difficult times. David experienced disappointment and discouragement firsthand. He wrote of his hard times openly and often in the Psalms. But David also knew that God never wastes our time. He uses every circumstance to build us up, to grow us, and develop us. God uses them, as Colson says, for His redemptive purposes. Whatever you're going through today, even if your soul is downcast and disturbed, I invite you to join in David's prayer. You ready? Pray it with me. "Oh, my God, my hope is in you. Oh, my God, I will praise you." And then I'm going to ask you to wait patiently and ask God to ignite your heart. Remember, He never wastes your time.